Dirt roads to rock crawling, two-buck Chuck to screaming eagle, moonshine to 50-year-old single malt. We talk about it all here on Wheelin' Wine and Whiskey with your hosts, Jason and Chris.
Welcome to Wheelin' Wine and Whiskey bonus bourbon episode.
Bourbon.
We got bourbon.
Do we mean whiskey or bourbon?
It's actually a whiskey tasting that we're going to talk about here.
Yes.
This was fun. So we teased it a little bit on the last episode. This is we decided to make this a bonus episode.
Yep.
Just, you know, the shenanigans in camp, and came up with the idea, said, hey, we want a 100% blind tasting. So solicited, Olivia and Lady Samurai to go into our campers and choose from the whiskeys.
Random abound. Selection.
Mm-hmm. And pour six, you know, little tasters, little not full shots, but they were little tasters.
Yeah, little cups.
Labeled 1 through 6 right. On a paper plate.
Right.
And we sat down and we did this twice. So we walk through each one of those and give, kind of our impersonations. And then we pick our top three. And so there was some funny commentary, obviously, throughout the deal.
Yep.
And it was really cool to see what, the first three we like all agreed on unanimously.
Yep.
The second, there was what, six people or something?
Seven
tasting. And, there was a couple that were in everybody's top three, but not necessarily in the same order.
Right.
So it was really cool. I really enjoy doing that. I've talked about that before, of doing blind tastings just to see, trust your palate and see what you like and not get swayed by a name, a price,
correct,
a rating, or, Joe Blow said, oh, this is the best whiskey I've ever had. You got to find your own personal palate, and this is a great way to do it, to see
for sure
if you like what you like.
Right. And we had some people in the panels that were not whiskey or bourbon drinkers, and they
were just drinkers.
They were just drinkers.
Just drinkers.
And so they were, I think we may have converted
Chuck
some people.
Drinkers. Chuck drinkers. If it's got alcohol in it, I'm drinking it.
I'll drink it. But no, I mean, it was certainly interesting, and I know Samurai James is one of them. He's in the second panel, the second section of the tasting. But it was interesting to hear his commentary, and maybe we converted him to a whiskey and slash bourbon drinker. We'll see. But good time. I had a good time.
Absolutely. Well, let's without further ado, let's start pouring.
Glug glug glug.
All right, we are here on remote at Meadow Lake, California. Sitting at a picnic table, surrounded by six beautiful tastings of bourbons, Chris.
Yeah.
So we are going to conduct, and this could turn into a total shit show like most of our podcast. So we're going to conduct a blind tasting. We have six samples of unknown whiskeys in front of us.
Yes.
Because I don't think they're all bourbons. I don't know. We'll verify later if they are. But six tastings here, and we have, of course, you, Chris.
Yes, here, that's me.
At the picnic table. And then you got right behind you is Uncle Jesse. How you doing, Uncle Jesse?
Doing great. Looking forward to this.
All right, good. And then sitting across from you, Chris, is none other than Code of Code and Olson Law Firm. So how you doing?
Make sure you guys don't get in trouble up here. Legal representation in case you get in jail.
I like it. We could use all the legal help we can get.
This is a disclaimer that this is a drinking show, and we are not driving.
Right. And there's no one under 21 near us right now.
That's right.
Nope, not at all.
Nobody.
So how this is going to go is obviously we're numbered 1 through 6, so we're all going to take taste of number one, and then just feel free to blurt out what comes to mind. If you like it, you don't like it, it's hot, it's cold, it's got undertones of leather-bound book, whatever, strikes your fancy.
Or dust.
Yeah, and then everybody's going to pick their number 1, 2, 3 after this is over with, and then we'll see how it just brings out. It's all personal preference, so it doesn't matter.
You promise there's no fireball here, right?
We're all going to get a participation trophy.
Oh shit! Cool.
Yeah,
first one ever.
Yeah. So, but it's fun because you don't know what it is. You don't know the bottle, and what was interesting is when Olivia here, your lovely wife, Jesse, put this together for us. And did Rhonda help out too, Lady Samurai? So Lady Samurai is here observing as well. So Olivia and Rhonda are the only two that know what these are at this moment. But the interesting thing was the color that you guys commented on right away when it came out, all the different...
And one's definitely a lot darker.
One's darker, yeah, definitely. And then there's other...
One's actually pretty light.
Then the ones look super light. That almost looks like Sauvignon Blanc, so... we'll see. You know, this is going to be good. So you guys ready?
Let's do it.
I think
any questions?
I'm going to make a call right now and say two of these are identical.
Really?
Just to fuck with us?
I don't think so, but we'll see. All right. Number one. Here we go. Number one. Here we go.
Numero uno for our Spanish listeners.
Burns a little bit.
Very end. It's a little harsh on the front end.
At the end.
Woo! Yeah. That's got a...
What do you think? 113?
That seems hot.
That's spicy hot.
It starts out a little slow, and then it just comes up and wha-pow!
Does linger at the end, too.
Yeah, it does.
Well, it's hard to guess. What, I mean, there's a thousand different
bourbons
out there. Well, I kind of know what we got, but they just... Let me see. I'll get around to it.
It's a little dry at the end, too.
Yeah.
I'm getting, I mean, there's good vanilla and everything at the beginning.
No cut grass.
No leather bound books, no cut grass. This has got, I mean, there's definitely, it's spicy on the top.
Okay, I'm going to leave a little bit in there for the next go here.
That's
but
not bad. That's not
bad. That's good. That's approachable yet unassuming.
All right,
no,
that's
it's
good.
Definitely assuming.
It's very unapologetic at the end, though.
So I can already see what's going to happen here is we're going to go through these six samples.
So make your notes.
I don't have anything to make notes with.
And we'll be having the girls go back for the top three and filling them back up again.
Here's a
pen. Yeah, yeah, we might have to do that. We'll see if we're close. All right, any more comments on number one? Number one. All right.
Two.
Utah.
Dos.
All right, here we go. This one is a nice golden hue.
Sweet.
Yep.
And smooth.
Very smooth. Yeah. Much smoother than the first one.
I have a guess what this one might be.
Yeah. I'm not getting the super sweet. It's just, it's velvety smooth.
Definitely a rye.
Creamy. Oh, you're going rye on this one. Look at Chris just throwing the rye card out.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really good. It's a good rye, smooth flavor profile.
I disagree with the rye.
Yeah, gone pretty quick.
I don't think that's rye.
Really?
I don't think so.
No, I don't.
I don't know. I think they have to go get another one for us when we try it out again.
That was pretty good.
All right.
No heat, and it was just, that was good.
That was good.
It's got a little heat on the finish. A
little vanilla.
But it's already, she gone.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I like that. That's good.
All right, number two. Pretty
There's
good.
No bad whiskey. All right, we're going number three?
Number three.
This makes for great podcasting here, by the way. All right, so number three, why don't you describe that to us, Dave?
This is probably the second darkest one we got. It's pretty good.
I would, I'd go with that. Second darkest.
Nice golden flavor, or golden color, sorry. We'll see about the flavor.
Wow.
That's sweeter than the last one.
What? I'm not getting the sweetness. Is anybody else getting the sweetness?
No. I am.
You need to put your pinky back in when you go to sip. That's the problem.
He might have had one too many shots
out.
Of moonshine
That's
before
it.
We started this business.
Yeah.
That's not sweet.
Mm-mm. I think that one's even smoother than the last one.
Boy, that tastes old.
Tastes old?
Kind of like you, Chris, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
So if you were a glass of whiskey, that would be what it would represent right there.
Hey, that's a new shirt.
Yeah.
That's a new shirt just for Chris.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just curious why Chris is the only one leaving a little bit in each shot glass.
Well, I am, too. I mean, I am, too, just to go back.
Well, that's when the girls go get us more.
Well, let's see here. Hang on.
I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's a very smooth, level profile.
Would you say that's smoother than two?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I mean, the tail is, it's got a long finish.
It does have a very nice, long finish.
That's what she said.
I was waiting for it. Teed that one up for you boys.
I'm getting kind of a little citrus on the very end, too.
A little citrus. Hmm. Interesting.
I mean, that's kind of...
If you taste it, it's in there.
I don't know. Anyway.
So now we're coming up to four.
This is the big boy.
That's the darkest.
Yeah, this is the darkest one, huh? Clearly, yeah. And I've got a hunch that this is double oaked would be my guess just by color because it's extracted a lot of color, but I could be totally wrong.
Going in.
Chris spilled part of this one, so I've got a little bit lighter.
Oh, shit.
I'll have to lick the bottom of the glass here.
So I lose my participation trophy.
You might lose your participation trophy. That's yet to be determined. All right, here we go.
Oh, I like the smoke.
Woof. That one's a little rough.
No, that's,
really?
No,
oh, that's
got bite.
That's good.
But that's good.
That's smooth.
You're definitely getting, I don't know about smoke, but you're definitely getting a unique flavor here. Hmm.
I almost like this one the most. I think this got the most flavor far.
I mean, a little
it's
bit
like
smoke.
Sherry
oaky,
cask.
Oaky.
I'm getting some definite finish, cask finish on this one. It's good. It's smooth. It's mellowed out. I'm gonna go some cask, like I say, with that
finish
double cask finish or some shit on that.
Finished in a wine barrel.
How about that?
Finish is really easy.
How do you like that one, Jason, so far compared to the others?
I like it. It's not my palate. I prefer the first three over four. Four is my least favorite at this point.
I agree.
It's got too much going on.
I don't know. I like four.
I don't hate it.
One.
I mean, if somebody makes a drink out of it or puts it in my glass, I'm going to drink it. It's not terrible, but
like a
Manhattan? It's not my style. It's not my style, Dave. Should we comment on Dave's shirt? This is a great shirt got here. It's got a stick figure guy.
It's green.
Right? It's green, yeah, but it's got a stick figure guy, and it says, well, that's not a good sign. And there's a sign with a little bit of grass around it that says bad.
Gotta love Amazon,
that's
baby.
Good. That's a good one. Okay. All right, any more comments on foe?
Nope.
Foe? All right.
Two and two be foe.
Let's go to...
Numero cinco.
Cinco de Mayo.
For Spanish listeners.
So this is probably the lightest one. We go from the darkest
one
to
lightest.
I agree.
This is Sauvignon Blanc here.
Sure.
This thing is...
This could be the Basil Hayden. I don't know if there is Basil Hayden. I'm just saying. That's my Sauvignon Blanc of bourbons.
Well, if Basil Hayden is here, it's not mine
because
I drank mine last night. It's just saying. Hey, that's really smooth. That's almost non-existent. Very light on the palate.
It's light, but it's got a...
It hangs on a little bit.
Yeah.
That one's got a distinct... It's almost like a scotch, but it's
yeah, I was thinking
it's
the
not,
same
but
thing.
But it's got that scotch...
Oak.
It's got some peaty going on here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Peaty. What was that movie with peaty?
Yeah, no doubt. Definitely on a level of scotch, I think, for sure.
Bold flavors. Still going with number three, though. Number
it's not. That's
favorite.
Not my...
yeah.
That's not bad, but it's now it's my least favorite of
the girls. They have
them
all six in a box.
Oh boy!
So we're gonna come.
Here we go.
We're not done yet. We're not done yet.
Shortly.
We're not gonna
reveal yet. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you are giving us a sneak peek that is giving something away. But I'm not.
Yeah, I don't. That's definitely got some peaty finish.
Yeah.
I'm not real
earthy.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go earthy. I'm going peaty.
I'm thinking the vanilla in there again.
I'm not getting much vanilla. Like, number one, two had vanilla for sure. Three. But four did not.
No.
Five definitely did not. That's scotch-esque.
Four was strong, but yeah, this
scotch-esque I'm going to put here. And I don't dislike scotch. I started out with scotch.
So would you rather have
a bourbon or scotch? I like bourbons over scotches now. I've gravitated towards bourbons. And, you know, I mean, all scotch is whiskey.
That's right.
But
all whiskeys and
not all whiskeys are bourbons.
That's right.
All right, we ready for six?
Numero seis.
All right.
Great. How's
color.
Everybody feeling right now? Good? You getting a little warm in your tummy?
A little
warm up here?
Yeah.
We got a nice day here. This is beautiful. No wind right now.
Don't.
It's what does it got to be like 70 something degrees?
It's horrible
right
up here. Don't 70s. Come to Meadow
yeah,
Lake.
No,
it
Meadow
sucks
Lake.
Up
here.
It's awesome in the
it's
shade.
Closed.
It's hot.
Do not come
not
up here. It
sky.
Sucks.
Yeah, it really sucks up here.
The moose
sucks.
The moose at
you know
the door
what, guys?
Will tell you it's closed.
We need to figure this out. We're doing this wrong.
Next year, we'll do it good. Next year, we'll get better.
Next
we got,
year, who's
we got beautiful women serving us whiskey, and we're talking into microphones right now. How bad is this?
70 degree weather with nobody around us. This sucks.
Mm. Yep. All right, here we go.
Six
in German.
Did you say sex?
I guess
sex
it is kicking
German.
In.
I guess it is kicking in. Well, I'm glad you're sitting far away from me, Dave.
Wow, that's really smooth. I mean, really, really, really smooth.
Wow, you're giving it the really, really, really.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, it's like a.
That's almost a 10.
Go
like,
ahead,
it's
just
like
just,
a soft soak in a hot tub, man.
Whoa! With a loofah sponge.
Basically, yeah. This is good.
Or back rub from I'm not gonna go.
Yeah, this or three, I think, are my favorites.
It's like silk.
Yeah. Silk. Okay, I just had a little sip. I'm gonna try again.
That's good.
Smooth.
That's like on the same level
silk.
As three. Six and three yeah. are
six and three are by far my not by far, but definitely the
yeah.
my favorites.
Mm. That's good.
Yeah.
That is, I would buy that. That, if that is...
velvety.
Is that, if that's a $50 or $60 bottle or under, I would buy that all day long.
That's
a good daily drinker right there.
Oh, man, really. It's super good.
Only if you got Jason and Chris money.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
I'm debating between six and three.
I'm going six, I think.
Yeah, that's like almost a 10 on the smoothness.
That's pretty damn good. I hope that's one of my bottles.
Chris is finishing it. He's like, okay.
Okay, I've got...
Yeah, that's the first one Chris finished, by the
way,
too.
I've got a couple.
It's got a little heat. Not much, but, man, that's good.
Oh, that's good.
I've got a couple things written down here that are clues to
all right,
guessing
Mr.
on bottles.
Leather-bound books. Tell us what you,
no,
tell us
I
what
just,
you think.
But I don't want to say anything.
Hey, how many O's are in smooth?
So right now, huh?
How many O's are in smooth?
Like seven.
This one, there's 12.
How smooth is it?
Smooth.
I like the silk comment you said. Silky.
And silky.
Like, yeah. like.
Velvety.
Like silky. Like, I'm trying to be.
Keep this PG.
I know, I'm trying. You're trying, Dave. It's hard. Silky's a good. I like velvet. Okay, so now we need to rank. Everybody needs to rank right. their top three. One, two, three.
There's a little bit of heat on the tongue, too.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and nix.
Well, just, oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm going to nix a couple right off the bat because they're not even close.
Not even in there. Okay, so what do you automatically, bye-bye?
Automatically, bye-bye to me is number five because it's more of a scotch flavor.
Yep.
In fact, I would put $20 down that I know what that is.
And then the very first one, it just burned too long. It wasn't that smooth. It just
the
had,
first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hot.
Hot at the end.
Yep, yep.
So now this is where we get to go back and try because Chris and I saved a little sniglet.
Ooh.
Four I didn't like. That's not my palate. It's nothing wrong with it.
Yep.
It's very drinkable, but it's not my palate.
Yeah, I agree. That's my third one out.
So.
What's that?
Did you like four?
I did, because I detected a little bit of smoke, and I thought
detected.
It was quite tasty, so I don't know.
Are you like a smoke detector? Are you a smoke detector?
Yes. And it has that long finish that it was just really kind of gave you that long,
Chris,
warm, fuzzy
beep,
feeling.
Beep,
so.
Chris.
What?
Okay, I've got my number one. Now I got to figure out my two and three.
Oh, we're done. Four is my number four.
So I'm going to scratch off number one.
Okay, I got to go back. I got to do another tasting here.
All right, while you're doing that, I'm going to give you my top three from 3, 2, 1.
Okay, are you writing this down, Olivia? Is this where you take notes here?
I'm writing mine
down. We're
too
good.
As well. So.
So my third favorite is number two. That was pretty good, smooth, right out the box. That was great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Three, even better. And then that number six, if it's not my whiskey already, I'm probably buying a bottle as soon as I get back.
Okay, so that's your what did you go with now?
So number one.
Want, order?
No, we'll go backwards.
Number
I'll
one.
Go, number
is
one
six.
Is number six.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Number two
number
is
three.
Number three.
Yep.
And number three is number two, just a confusion.
Yeah. You know what?
That's interesting.
That's exactly what I have.
I've got my one and two. So six is my number one.
Wow.
Three is my number two. And now I'm trying to figure out my third.
Wow.
So
I think it's going to be number two.
Yeah.
So far, there's three of the
agreement. That's
three of the four of us are all.
You're freaking me out, man.
This means it's law.
Jesse's on the same page, too?
Yeah, I'm on the exact same page.
Write it down.
Where are you, Chris?
Write it down.
Number one is number six.
Yep.
Number two is number three.
Yep.
And number three is number two.
That's funny.
Number three is number two. Okay,
we
so
can't
are we
agree.
All the same?
We can't agree on anything.
Are we all the same?
We
don't
agree
to. On anything, but we all agree on this. All
we all agree
four
to disagree,
us?
But
really?
We
that's
agree.
Interesting because that's... there's some, you know, very different palates here.
Well, I mean,
yeah, we have our foo-foo drinkers, Chris. I mean, sorry, I mean Jason.
Really? I'm not a foo-foo drinker.
I'm just messing.
Sweet
you.
Shit. I like what I like. Everybody likes what they like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I do a special message?
Okay, go ahead. Special message,
Jay Calloway.
Huh?
Jay Calloway. Yeah, if you're listening. Gotta love that Gentleman Jack and Coke.
Bro. Oh, there you go.
Brother. We're brothers right there.
South of the border Coke.
But have you done it with the Mexican Coke?
No, south of the border Coke.
Oh. Quit being racist.
Oh, he's woke. I'm not woke.
I'm not woke.
I call it state of spade. I'm sorry.
I'd call it south of the border.
I'm 49 fucking years old. I don't have any more fucks to give.
No.
The fucks.
He's only 49.
I'm so woke, I don't even drink Coke anymore.
But have you tried it with the
sugar
Coke?
That's too sweet.
It's crazy sweet.
Crazy sweet. That's why I don't drink the south of the border Coke. Sorry.
Yeah, see? See?
Jeez.
So,
we're not that PC.
I had my first Jack and Coke this year up here this weekend.
Yeah.
Very good.
Jason just tried Gentleman Jack and Coke for the first time
first
this weekend.
First time this year.
What'd you think?
Actually, Dr. Pepper and Coke. That's what I've been drinking. That's pretty good. Just a couple of them.
I thought you were going to say something like that.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Okay, so that's good stuff. Okay, you got your Jay Calloway shot in. Yeah,
hi, Jay.
There's a classic example, a guy that had some ridiculously rare bourbon, and he's mixing it with Coke. So,
well, there you go. How old is this stuff? 100 years old? Bring me some Coke.
Pains me. Anyways, whatever. There's people out there drinking Fireball.
At least it wasn't Capri Sun like that
whatever.
dude at a... What's it called? Hammers that's drinking Jack with Capri Sun.
Oh,
no, that was
nasty.
Wrong.
I thought that was at Barrett.
That was at Barrett Lake,
no.
And that was, I call him, his nickname is Capri Sun now. It's Danny from the Mad Hatters, and you know, if you listen, you know.
That's right.
And he's like, hey, bring over your Gentleman Jack. And he started to pour it into his Capri Sun, and I ripped that right out of his hand. I cannot let that happen. You can buy your own Gentleman Jack and do what you will with it,
maybe,
but you're not pouring my Gentleman Jack into a Capri Sun.
No.
Maybe as a kid he was trying to get to sleep that night.
Nope, he didn't have any kids. It was just him and his wife. So, all right. So, here's some of my predictions here. I want to hear other people's predictions. But I am very, very confident number 5 is a Japanese whiskey. Because that is a classic characteristic of a Japanese whiskey. It's lighter,
yeah.
And it's very Scotch-esque.
And that was the one that was almost
so
clear.
That was the lightest.
I know, yeah. And I had I don't know how many bourbons you had to pick from and whiskeys, but there was probably over a dozen, maybe
easy.
15. But I know one of them. That screams Hibiki. And I don't dislike it. It's different,
bad.
But it's very Scotch-esque.
Yeah.
And that's classic Japanese whiskey.
Right.
I'm going to go number 4. That's definitely a double cast, double something.
What I'm thinking
going on there.
Because
I
bring one.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess what's it called? The Basil Hayden.
Yeah, that's
rye.
Where I would go with
the double rye.
Yeah. And it was good. It was good. I
love that. There's tons of, like I said, that's what I wrote down.
I'm not going to dump it out, but that's not my... And that's why I like doing this, because you don't know. You know, you're just tasting what you taste. Mm-hmm. So then, I 2 and 3's got me intrigued, I will say, because those are very good. I definitely would drink those.
I'm hoping one of them is cheap.
Yeah.
They're both very close, too.
And I'm trying to pick out, like, rye. I mean, rye's spicy characteristic. And so I'm thinking one of those is a rye.
It's number 2 is a rye.
I'm thinking that one is a rye number 2 because it definitely had some heat on it, or spicy characteristics.
There was some
spicy
vanilla
meatball.
In there.
It doesn't
smooth.
Like number 1 though.
So I'm gonna go right. 2 with a rye. I don't know.
One was hot. That's
it
the
was
one
too
was,
hot.
Yeah.
It had some, and I have a suspect of that. That had to be 100 proof.
I was gonna say was that a single barrel?
I'm gonna
or
go
100
proof.
Going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, that one's like you better buckle up, Buttercup.
Was that a little hint there? Was that a little hint, Chris?
It's fun watching Olivia's expression.
Oh, I'm not even watching her because I don't know.
Because she knows what's there. She knows what's behind the white curtain.
Here's what I'm hoping. I'm going to go number 6 is Old Elk. I got to go there.
Really?
It's smooth. I think that is, I hope that's what I'm thinking. It's either that or number 3.
Oh,
so it's either that or number 3.
You got the buzzer on 6.
Buzzer.
Drink.
Well, I got buzzer.
So
you got the buzzer on 6.
Okay, so I have no idea what 6 is.
Is Old Elk even one of them?
Yeah, is Old Elk one of them? Old Elk is one. Okay,
yes.
So then
I'm thinking
and
it's
you say
2 or 3.
Is not,
I'm going 3.
I'm going to go 3 with the Old Elk then. Yeah. I'm going to go 3 with the Old Elk. I was between the two, but I am super curious to know what number six is, because that was all our number one. Yeah. So, any more comments before Olivia reveals? And I want Olivia to bring our worst one out first.
Which
is number one. Yeah, from the bottom to the top. Right. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Drum roll, please.
All right, here we go. So Olivia and Lady Samurai is going through the whole deal here. Here we go.
Number six.
So
is...
number one. No, wait.
Let's start from the start from six.
How we rated it? Yes. So it's actually bottle number one. Yes. Okay.
Another hint.
There it is. That's what I thought.
Thanks to Samurai James right there.
The rabbit hole. So that was number one. What is the proof on that?
90.
That looks dark. Are you sure that the
95 proof. Okay. And I chose 100.
So there's one darker than that one?
Pretty close.
But that's harsh.
Yeah.
So that's a rabbit hole?
I've never had rabbit hole before. I've seen it in the store.
High rye, small batch. There you go.
It's a high rye?
High rye, small batch.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's the spice. There's the kick.
Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey.
Just go put it back in the hole.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Hey, still pretty good, but I mean,
it's a sexy bottle. It's got the rabbit embossed in the glass, and it is I like a nice the
bottle,
blue,
no doubt.
But I am not a that wouldn't be something I'd purchase again.
That's well, how this, they do it, marketing, is, man. They make it look.
Yeah,
good.
No, that's it. That's then this is a very because like you're gonna see something that you think you like or it's expensive. Like if there was a Whistlepig 15 out here, you'd be like, oh shit.
Next question: right? Who bought that, Dave?
No, that was James.
James.
Oh, yeah. James. Samurai James.
James gifted it.
This was a gift to the show.
Wine and whiskey, because we always talk about going down
rabbit holes. We are the king of going down rabbit holes, for sure.
Say, that's what you guys are good at.
There you go. Okay, so that's 95.
Should we throw in, like, what did it cost?
We have no idea.
I don't know. What did that cost? I think that's a 40 or 50.
$60.
Oh really?
$60
okay. Bottle.
It'd be good to know, like, what it would cost
absolutely.
In comparison to
absolutely.
Good and bad.
Okay, good call. Okay, so now where are we going?
So what'd we say, five or four? What's
number five? In my book, would be number four.
I rated five lower, but I'm not the whiskey expert.
I'm a Scotch. That was Scotch S, so
I think five was probably.
What, Chris? You're the deciding factor. Are you picked five as well,
I picked
Dave?
Five also.
Okay, so we got two fives of four, and what are you?
I'm thinking the four.
So we got two fours of five. It's your random.
Rochambeau.
Your call, ladies. Bottle number five is the Hibiki.
That was
classic Japanese whiskey. Good.
It does all have a cool cap on it, though.
It does. It's a great
and it's a crystal, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you, that stuff tastes really good at Bear Lake after 6 hours on the trail.
What doesn't take good
so
after 6 hours
there,
on the
James?
Trail?
That's the Hibiki. That bottle, I got that bottle really cheap for what it is. That bottle typically goes for $65-$75.
Okay.
I think I got it for 40 something. They had it mismarked.
What's up, bourbon man?
So we'll say 65.
Yeah, so it's like a $65 bottle.
I can drive 65.
But that you get isn't that interesting that the peat, you know, on that from the Japanese whiskeys.
No doubt. I mean,
okay, now we're going
to
number four.
Number four.
Numero four.
Now
numero quattro.
Yes.
So
double oaked.
This is the basil
hay.
It's a rye?
Yeah, that's the dark rye.
What is it? Is it double oaked or
No, it's in a sherry cask.
Yeah,
there you go.
I got that cask finish, right?
Yep.
You know, the show was gifted a bottle of that from our good friend Ryan.
Yes, Ryan. What's his name on Instagram? Anyways, Ryan, you know who you are. That is a. It's like I say, it's good.
It's good whiskey.
It's not my palate, but it's not terrible.
Here's the best part about it: $40. Probably going to be the cheapest whiskey.
Is it really $40?
Yep. That's a good deal.
You know, Basil Hayden's.
Ain't nothing wrong with
Basil
Hayden.
You can't go wrong with Basil Hayden. Like I say, that's the Sauvignon Blanc. Their regular Basil Hayden is the Sauvignon Blanc of whiskey. If you want to get introduced into a bourbon, or whiskey, I should say, because I don't think Basil Hayden's a true bourbon, the regular. Start there, because that is an easy drinker.
It's a staple in my collection.
$40? I didn't know that.
I got four bottles of Basil Hayden over Christmas.
Wow, there you go.
You're set. Maybe I'll stop by.
All right, so we got that was we got five, we got four, we got
so
one.
So now we're getting
number
our
two.
Top three.
So now we're getting into our top three. So
here
now
we go.
Go to number three.
And there was a definite
bottle number two.
There was definite
bottle
break,
number
I think,
two
between the top.
Anybody
three and
got
the
a guess
three.
On what that is? Anybody?
I don't know. It's a. Rye. I'm saying a rye. So I'm
okay,
sticking.
You're going.
With rye.
You're sticking with rye, and I wouldn't disagree with that.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Oh, boy.
Good. A real shocker.
I see an old elk buck.
Oh,
boy.
No.
The shocker.
No.
The shocker coming in.
Is it Jim Beam?
Oh, there he is.
No way.
That's nice.
Kirkland. The Costco Kirkland.
No
that's
way.
A great one.
You know how much that bottle is?
How much?
$12.
$18.
$18 for Kirkland.
You've got to be shitting me. It's 92
proof, which is higher. Yes. So there's the kick.
We were talking about that beforehand.
So I don't know if they could hear her, but she's saying it's 92 proof,
yeah.
Which is the highest of all of them.
Yeah.
No, this
no
was,
95 was,
95
the, first
was
five.
The rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Okay.
95 was the first one. But anyways, that's good. So I told yep. Dave, I called Dave up and I said, hey, I'm going to buy this bottle
What's
of Kirkland
called,
because I got to try it. Kirkland Small Batch.
All right.
And there, I've been reading about it on the gram. People have been trying it and there's people like, oh, this stuff's great. And especially for the value, you can't beat it.
So
now that I've had it blind,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. So reading the label here.
It's from MGP.
Got to be MGP, right?
Barton. But
oh, Barton?
Small Batch Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey is enjoyable, enjoyably smooth with its notes of oak and rye spice.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Rye smooth.
He's got rye written down. There is rye in there.
Accented by vanilla.
Disagree.
Hey, I wrote down vanilla.
And caramel. I didn't write caramel.
No. Caramel's always caramel, a good descriptor.
These notes grow and meld together, ending in a sweet lingering finish. This is a good bottle. I'm going to buy a
That's
bottle.
A, hell yeah.
From
yeah.
Costco.
And for the best price, $18. Are you kidding me?
For a daily drinker, for and especially
you
if you're mixing Manhattans or something, or old fashions.
What about
you want a Manhattan,
ice?
Dave? Oh, it'll be 24 hours.
Color me surprised for sure on that. I am done.
That is great. Okay, so you heard it here first.
Good
We're
job.
Giving it thumbs up. That was all three of ours. All four of ours, number three.
Number three
yep.
pick. That's
$18
right.
a bottle
two,
for
Dave.
A liter.
Boy, I could, that'd be enjoyable. I don't know. I got nothing to say anymore.
That's great.
That's a cheap All right. drink.
All right. That's awesome. That's the Costco. Got to love Costco.
And I made the top three. So
well,
now
the hell yeah.
When's the next time you guys are going to Costco for me?
Yeah, I know.
Numero dos.
Hey, the boys are out picking up Bart. Say, hey, can you run through
Costco? Yeah, we should have
them.
There's a big Costco in Reno. old Kobe, Georgia boy, had to go do a parts run. He broke the scepter shaft.
Oh, boy.
He broke his scepter shaft.
Night run, baby.
Broke his
shaft. Night run.
And it was a night run.
And he was the last one to go, and he left 5 minutes.
He has to get a whole new power steering box, and of course, you know, if you're going to go get a power steering box, you might as well get a ported power steering box so
yeah,
you can put
course.
A RAM in the future.
There you
and
go.
Since you're leaving, you might as well get us some
you
ice.
You like RAMs, Chris?
Wow.
Oh.
Okay. Wow.
Wow. I thought it was a perfect
silence.
Segue for you to say how great Dodges are.
They are
and
great.
You just went silent.
They're
just,
great to the trains
Dodge
go out.
Got nothing good to say about your own truck.
Just sit All in the right, background.
Moving on.
Moving on.
So bottle number three, which is our number two.
Yes, sir.
Is that where we're at? Okay, here we go.
Yep.
Here we go. Right. Dun, 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 dun. Oh,
Whoa!
There it is.
There it was.
Number
Old
two.
Elk. Nothing wrong with that.
So we
nope.
all said smooth on that one.
Smooth,
which
yep.
There he is.
And
Long
I actually put
finish.
A star by that one.
What other notes did you have down
I had
for that
citrus.
One?
I had citrus.
You had citrus. I don't know where the fuck you got this.
Well, but like I said, every
said
time
Chris
I drink
normal,
it, I detect it.
Code,
the
you
things.
Got anything to add with that,
that
one?
Is that is one of my favorite whiskeys.
What'd you write down for notes there?
Two, and I actually put a star by my favorite until I got to number six.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's interesting.
Yep. Yeah. I did too.
I'm glad Old Elk was in the top three and number two. That's great.
That's awesome.
I mean, and I want to go, when we will go back, we need to try our top three again.
All right.
So, number, do anybody got anything else to
no.
say?
No.
Drum
I mean,
roll.
You can't go wrong with Old Elk.
Curious to see what number
and
one is.
I'm going
to
add that I ran into the Safeway in Truckee.
Yes.
Chris and I stopped and got a port subs, a Subway sandwich.
Yeah.
Well, it was port of subs.
Port of subs.
They, you know what's nice about port of subs is they slice the meat.
Would
right
you
in
talk
front
about
of
rabbit
you.
Holes?
There's,
Here
there's
comes
yeah.
the helicopter.
Meat right in front of you. So then the other cool thing, so I said, hey, I'm going to go get a bag of ice. And so every time I go into a Safeway, I go straight
Check
to
the, glass.
The liquor.
Check the glass, baby.
Just to see. And they've all been carrying Old Elk.
Yes.
The one and Chris told me the other day that Old Elk at your Safeway was on sale.
Yep. Clearance.
$42. Clearance means they're getting rid of it. It's $41.97. Anytime there's a 7 at the end, you know it's going
Die
bye-bye.
By.
So, what's interesting, I don't know if the people don't know about it yet.
Apparently not, unfortunately.
So, but $41.97, so he bought all two bottles that was left at your store, right, Chris?
That's correct, yes.
And he didn't even think of me. He's like, hey, I'll sell you a bottle for $41.97.
I figured you were going to score.
So I went into the store, and Chris is texting me, you better hurry up, we're getting boxed in, because we got our trucks, trailer, entourage, and that's a busy parking lot. And I'm like, dude, there's three bottles of Old Elk at $41.97. Shink, shink, shink.
Hey, right Jesse, in the cart. Jesse, did he give you that bottle yet for us?
No.
Did he give you one?
Three bottles. There's three of us, right?
Three of us?
Yeah, yeah, but we are not going to run out of Old Elk this weekend, okay? Or whiskey.
We're not going to run out.
I don't think we'll... Yeah.
There's my segue. All right. So, we need a drum roll.
Well, I don't
drum
have a fancy board.
Drum roll for... Yeah, just like in Vacation. Family Vacation.
This is Chris in the Wheeling Wine and Whiskey Helicopter.
Okay, sorry, not sorry on the price point.
Oh, yeah, this isn't a daily drinker.
That's that one. Oh, that's
found.
The one you just bought.
That's the one we just found.
Oh, my
Masterson's 10-year rye.
How much Dave brought this bottle? How
that's
much was that bottle?
Well, it was on
Olivia,
sale. It was normally $99.
It, says here.
It was on sale for $75.
Right. 70. What is it normally?
$100.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Holy hell, you got
it. But
money.
It, I mean, that was, it's all a handwritten batch. I mean, it looks like somebody made it in the
I've
backyard.
Heard of Masterson's,
right?
Masterson's.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's cool a 10-year-old straight rye whiskey.
It is a rye. Wow, and that's
enshrined
a
within 100% like rye whiskey, deemed to be as rare as a man himself.
Wow.
And it goes on to say, gambler, buffalo hunter, army scout, gunfighter, newspaper man, William Bat. That's his nickname, Bat yeah. Masterson.
Yeah.
Did it all and did it well.
God, well, it's that... like your story, Dave, to a T.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, that's a kind of a sexy bottle, too.
It's
it is.
Cool. It just looked like something
Chris.
You find in the Old West.
I like this bottle. It's
so,
very cool.
So you called me. You were like, what do I get? And you was this bottle, and what was the other one you were looking at?
Not a Carnahan, something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Stranahan's.
And I hadn't heard of Stranahan's, no. But I'd heard of this one. And obviously, it was way above my pay grade, so I couldn't afford it.
Whatever.
So I'm like, yeah, just grab that one.
Trying to impress my rich friends here.
Wow. Wow.
If but no, we had their money, Dave, we wouldn't need ours.
These rich friends?
I knew I'd made a good pick. They're sitting right in front of me. We got Jason on my left and Chris right here.
Right.
Right.
So,
I knew it was a good pick when both people I saw at a, what's it called, a BevMo, both of them said, ooh, that's good.
So doesn't this suck, though, that our favorite bottle
is
the
most
expensive? That's not right.
It's yeah.
The
so, much
so what's the
but
price
Old
point
Elk
on that?
Was so close.
Well, there
75.
You go. I mean, so we're going to go.
Boy.
And then number three was our $18 bottle. So going across it just proves
it averages out. It averages out.
So I want to go back right now, and we need to pour out our 1, 2, 3 again, I think, and just do another taste just for scientific research.
If we have to, we have to.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're
science,
we're do
baby.
This, we got to do this right.
Who would ever say no to
stuff.
That?
But I am pleasantly surprised
ow,
with that.
Jason, quit twisting my arm.
I know.
Stop,
I know. It's terrible.
Stop.
We don't have to drive anywhere today. Everybody's here in camp. We're going to go kayaking.
Now,
hopefully
is drunk kayaking
drowns.
A thing?
You know. Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, you better swim. We better put the floaties on you, Dave.
You are giving them all life vests.
I got my little floaties for my arms. We're good.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to work.
So Masterson's was...
I think you could actually walk across
oh, you
the
numbered... Lake. So you put 1, 2, 3 and 1, 2, 3. Very smart. See? Somebody sober here has got this thing all figured out for us.
Thank God.
It's good
drunk.
To have, you know, women in your life that are keep you organized.
I'm not
right?
drinking. I'm not drinking today.
No, you're not. That was Chris's statement this morning.
Morning, yeah.
I am not drinking today.
How long that
How's
last?
That working out for you, Chris?
Not so good.
I was barely moving.
So
this
we need to we'll take some pictures for the gram here. We'll post up these
yes.
bottles, our top three. We'll put all six, but we'll do our top three. And this is fun, and I highly recommend doing this with your friends.
Yes.
And especially if you have rich friends, like with a law firm, you know, that can afford $100 bottles of bourbon. Well, actually, it's not bourbon because that's a rye. That's a
it's
whiskey.
A rye. It's a whiskey.
It's a whiskey.
Yeah.
But 100% rye. I have been gravitating towards ryes lately, and that just confirms that I like the ryes.
Yeah.
But that's
you like
stuff,
the rye, huh?
I just can't wait to go back here
we
and
hand,
go through all three of these. I like these heavy pours on the last...
I don't think this
here.
Bottle's going to make it home.
This is bottle number 29,541 they've ever made.
29,000? Oh, they number every single
batch
bottle?
Batch number 16. This is all handwritten, too. Batch number 16, bottle number 29541.
29541.
But it's cool. Like, even the label looks like it's just glued on. Like, I swear, it looks like somebody made this in their house.
Wow.
Probably did. Now, this is... A unique bottle, too.
Just glad this didn't come in last place.
So they that's $2,954,000 that they brought into their distillery there, Dave.
Man, you
they
did
might
that,
need
25% of that. You did that
off.
In your head?
I did. Wow. I just carried the zeros, added a one, you know.
You heard it here. Lorenzo Jason's normally does an idiot math. Savant.
Subtracted a jackass.
An idiot savant over
Avidiot,
there.
Avidiot savant. I'm not drunk, honestly. I just this
get in
good.
There.
I'm relaxed. I'm going to be after these next three pours.
We're at the fire at the pizza oven.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. So, what did you guys think about this tasting? That's revealing, right?
This
because
yeah,
you're not
for sure.
swayed by a label or a pre, you know, whatever somebody said about it or whatever, right? Like, oh, you're going to love this bottle, you know?
That $18
this,
Costco I was
impressed
with.
Yeah. You know, if you would have said, oh, this is a $100 bottle, you're going to want to like it, right?
Sure.
Because you paid $100 for it. You better like it.
Yeah, like, pissed
you did good, well, like you said in that one good. Of the episodes where you were doing the wine tasting with friends at your house,
yeah,
and you kind of duped it a little bit.
I did.
And pissed people off, but, you know, I mean, that's if right. $100, $200, $500,000 bottle, everybody's like, that's going to
yeah.
be great. It's got to be great.
Hey, Jason, I'll never be pissed off if you let me taste bourbon. Ever.
So, all right, anyway. So let's go back.
Go back to number three.
We want to go back to number three.
Which is
the Kirkland.
Which
Kirkland.
Is the Kirkland.
Small batch.
Let's go back. Now that we know it's Kirkland and it's an $18 bottle. And it's a big bottle. Is that more than 17?
That's a liter.
It's a liter.
A liter,
it's
liter of cola. Yeah. Farva.
Still delish. I'm going to buy next time I'm at Costco, I'm buying.
That does not disappoint.
No. No.
That is.
Just don't go to the one in Rockland to try to buy it.
Really? There's nothing there?
If people who are from Sacramento or that area, Placer County, the Rockland freaking Costco is the absolute busiest, biggest shit show Costco you'll
really?
Ever see in your life.
That's
you
like
can't
mine.
Even find a spot in the parking lot.
Really?
Yeah, Livermore Costco.
So we
is the
have
same
we
way.
Have one like that in Almaden, San Jose, Almaden. I call it the rat trap because there's like one way in the parking lot, and then there's a million. There's a Bed Bath Beyond, all this shit.
Yeah.
And you get in that parking lot, you can't get out.
I went there once because I had to, and I'll
you
never
just
go
end
again.
Up I had to stay at Costco for like 3 days. I got a tent and just set it up in the corner.
That's what GPS
yeah.
is for, dude.
It was terrible. It was terrible. I don't ever.
I can't get out.
So.
No, that's Livermore Costco.
We
too.
Got a new Costco that people don't use in South San Jose, and that's all I'm going to say. It's nice and quiet.
Nice.
It's actually
well,
closed.
You just gave that all
here
away.
It is.
Yeah.
All right, number two. Number two.
Old Elk.
Old
baby.
Elk.
Old Elk.
The old standard.
God, you can't go wrong with that.
No. Just, no, you can't.
That's like angels crying on your tongue.
And remember, we're drinking all these room temp, and it's smooth as hell.
Yeah, we're not adding water or anything.
No
this
rocks,
is just straight up
nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, no fancy shit going on here. No smoke and mirrors.
And nobody's coughing.
Nope.
And at $41, nope. If you can find it in clearance at $41 a bottle at Safeway right now,
just
go and buy
even,
it.
Even at $60 a bottle, that's a great bottle.
Yeah.
Wow.
That price has shot up on that one the last 2 years.
I'll tell you, I wish Frey was in this, that rye that you brought. From Fallon.
Yeah.
We got to do another. We got
to
do this again tomorrow.
Is tomorrow.
I think we
got to
do this again
two.
With another.
I mean,
we got enough to do another six.
The people need
sure.
to know.
Oh,
I mean,
memory
we need to help.
Oh, that's it. Podcast is over with.
No, I'm just kidding.
All right.
I think we got 50 hours left.
And then back to the expensive shit. I'm going to put my pinky out for this one, Dave.
Thank
oh.
you.
Hold on. It's the Olsen pinky. FYYFF.
FYYFF.
Cheers, Olsen. Cheers,
Olsen. He should be here with us.
He would love this right now.
He's physically here with us.
Where's that laugh?
The best laugh in the world.
Say yeah, yeah. Say yeah, yeah.
Say yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You fuckers.
Yeah. And that is a light golden. Man.
That's super good.
That is good.
So this is probably not on every... what store did you buy this at?
BevMo.
No shit.
Yeah, BevMo.
On sale. Like I said, I couldn't believe
so,
it.
So, Olivia, when you put all these back, just go ahead and put that one on the camera.
Olivia, don't do
there
it.
Go.
Yeah.
A little
something
extra for you.
Hey,
yeah,
hold
a little
on.
Swappy, swappy.
Hold on. We know what RV that's going in.
It looks
the one behind
what,
me.
What trailer it's going in.
Yeah.
That bottle looks exactly like the Hibiki
yeah.
bottle. It really
yeah.
does.
I think she could be persuaded.
Doesn't that
it does have some heat at the end, though. I mean, I am getting a little
yeah,
burn
rye,
factor. But that's the rye.
And it's
and
it's,
the,
it's high
what
octane.
What proof did we say?
92.
It's 90 proof, so it's not crazy hot.
Well, that's the same as the Kirkland is 92. And what's Old Elk?
It's like 40.
It's 45. 88. Oh, 88.
Wow.
So it's 44.
Yeah. Right on. Well, that was exciting and
wasn't fun.
Wasn't
that fun?
That was
okay, wait. This is bottled...
Oh, boy. We got
in
more
Fairfield.
Canada. But I think it's a Canadian whiskey, if I was reading white.
How?
It's a Canadian whiskey.
It says product of Canada.
Yeah, it's a Canadian whiskey. I'm surprised.
Eh? Wow, that's really hard to palate there.
Hey. Damn Canadians.
Hey. No, that's good. They're doing a good job.
Yeah. I'm going to buy a bottle next time I see it.
Well, with Chris money.
Chris money will buy a case.
Shit. All right. Well, anybody else got anything to say?
Yeah, any final thoughts?
Hey, this is a great time.
Isn't that fun? You were a little apprehensive, Jesse.
I think we're
going to
do it tomorrow, though.
I'd say we throw on.
Look, now it's going to become a daily thing.
I got some other stuff we can sample tomorrow, too, and give some taste tests.
Yeah, it's a yearly tradition up here.
Hell yeah.
So I know I've got a couple more bottles in the camper that are buried.
We got that free.
Wife shaking her head, yes.
Yeah. Oh, she already went through. She knows.
Oh, she knows.
So we'll do this again. To be continued.
To be continued.
Dave, you got any other?
No, I'm ready for part two.
Part D.
Do we have to wait till tomorrow?
I think we should. We got to let our palates rest a little bit here.
And we got more.
That
gentle.
Was like our palates just went through an Ultra 4 race right there.
We got some more Jack and Cokes to drink.
It's like an 8-hour car ride.
Yeah, it's like. Oh my gosh! All right. Well, hey, Chris, what do you think?
I think that was awesome, and like you said, to be continued.
All right. All right, we are back for part two of the bourbon tasting at Meadow Lake Lakeside. Here in Meadow Lake, California, Old Summit City.
Woohoo!
How many more things can I say about this area?
I don't know. We talk about it a lot.
Well, at least it's not windy right now. A little windy today. So, sitting on my left is Uncle Jesse is back. Back again for bourbon number D. And then Georgia Boy, he's back from Parts Run. He's gone to Reno more times than a $2 whore.
Wow.
So he's back with us. His lovely wife is sitting next to him, Alicia. And then we have none other than the JL Latte Machine sitting directly across from me. Hey,
all right.
I got to ride in that luxury limo this morning. That was nice.
I'm telling you, it's pretty.
Got a little
pretty
cold. We had to turn the AC down a little bit. Or up.
Did the latte get spit out when you put it in a low
foam
range?
Lavender soft top.
Nice, yeah. Jimmy will like that.
Really good. And then we got Samurai James. He's here. You didn't make it for part one, unfortunately. So you were in Reno doing parts runs. And then Code of Code and Olson with his brand new Summit hat. He is here. We had to wake him up for this. It was a busy day for him today. So I'm glad you could join us. Thank you. All right. And Chris, of course.
Yeah, I'm here.
So this is a large panel we have today. So the last one went really well. And was there four of us? Five of us?
Four.
Four of us, and we all had the same number one, two, three top choices. So there's no right or wrong answers unless you don't match Chris's. So, all right, so this is how this goes for our newcomers. We're going to start with number one, taste it, and then you've got microphones scattered around the table. Feel free jump in and talk about what you're tasting, feeling, or, anything, your thoughts on life or anything. We're open. And then we'll go through, we'll taste all six, make notes on what you like, and then we'll rank them our top three. We'll talk about our top three, and then we will, Olivia and Lady Samurai have once again set us up here. Thank you, ladies, once again. And they will reveal what each one is.
That's right.
There you go. So totally blind, 100% tasting. We just have glasses with different color whiskeys in front of us.
These shots.
Ready to begin? Any questions?
These little glasses have shamrocks on them. So
they do.
The luck of
They're
the
lucky.
Irish.
All right. So let's go to number one.
Number one.
Numero uno.
Is there a bonus round?
There is a bonus round. It's and it's not Fireball.
Oh, that's very sweet.
It's like a honey flavor to it to me. Mm. Yeah, it's very smooth. That's a very easy drinking. So.
Well, it starts off smooth. It's got a little liquor on the end.
It's got a little spice at the tail there.
Yeah, it's definitely got some spice going on there at the tail, but that's pretty good. Starts out smooth. And then it's got a little bit of heat. Actually, it's building. It's a lot of heat.
It's got a lot of heat.
It never hits hard.
A lot of vanilla.
It smooths out.
Yep.
It really does hit you in the back of the throat.
Yeah, it does, huh? It's a good start. It's a good start. I like this. Well, it's your first taste of bourbon today, too, right? For all of you? Nobody's had a drink today at all, right?
Yeah, no. I just had the red beer.
You want any comments?
I skipped pretty good, like you said, bourbon this
very,
morning.
Very hot, and yeah, we have had some bourbon today.
That was code.
That's why he had to take a nap. Thought you were a professional, Code.
All right. We got a lot to cover. So
Moving on to number two. Look at Chris keeping the show going here. All right. Does it? What do you got? A little bug in there? A little gnat?
That one's a little rough.
I'm catching a little honey on that. Sweet honey. Rougher than what we've been tasting. Why don't you get on the microphone there?
I was just saying, I think this one's definitely a little rougher than what we had before. It's definitely not as smooth.
Really? Yeah.
Really? I'm.
It is. It's a little more astringent, I would say.
Huh.
Not nearly as much heat as the first one.
No.
You taste more of the alcohol, less a spice.
Right.
I'm getting the first thing I got was some honey and a little bit of vanilla, but it's not as hot on the end. But, it's pretty good.
So far, I'm just recognizing the whiskey.
It's whiskey. It's whiskey flavored. That's good, James. It's good. Because if you would have said it tastes like Coors Light, I'd be worried right now. Yeah, Captain Obvious in the house. Tastes like whiskey to me. That's good. All right, any other comments on two? Moving on to three. You good, Code? What are you writing down over there? You got those copious notes. You're not charging us per the hour like you have been, are you?
If you do want my opinion, it's gonna cost.
We can't afford you guys
anymore. Oh, boy. All right, number three. I think I got a little protein in here, too. Damn bastard committed suicide.
Very smooth, very easy to drink, very light, I thought.
I got a little peaty, a little earthy.
Little peaty?
Definitely like this one the best so far. Definitely not as harsh, a little light.
Yeah, I'd agree. That's an easy drinker.
So far, this is as smooth as the three.
That's a daily drinker right there. What do you think, JL Latte? You're very quiet over there. Well, you're getting mics from each side. You're
Now he gets no mic.
Yeah, we get no visual there.
I got bukkake'd.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, edit that one out. Got that timestamp there. Chris is writing down.
Hey, bro, what are you writing there, bro? This is pretty good. It's a easy drinker. It's a little buggy.
Why you got all these suicide gnats going on over there?
I like the color. I like the finish. I mean, it's spicy, but it's very light. Very, very light.
Approachable, yeah, I'm assuming.
So, yeah. I mean, but you know what? There's a little bit of a heat build at the very end.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not crazy, but
no,
it's just
good.
It just gives you that warm, fuzzy feeling.
Like
it's pretty good.
A little 90 proofer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a little.
Right on.
Who how?
Any other comments on three? No?
Four. Four. This is our darkest one again. But
four.
It's not as dark as the one yesterday. Or the day before. When do we do this? I don't know.
2 days
back.
Ago. A million
like
years
forever.
Ago. Last time we were here.
The time stops up here, which is such a great vacation. When you have to wake up in the morning and ask yourself, what day is it? You know you're having a good vacation.
This one definitely smells a little strong.
Oh, yeah. No, this is a little bit more heat.
It's also got a lot more smoke to it.
Wow.
More than number three.
James, really?
Yep, smoke. Spicy again.
But the finish is smooth.
I'm getting lots of
spicy on the end.
Get a little caramel out of
there,
too.
I'm getting tons of caramel on this.
Yeah.
Big caramel bomb.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah, tons of caramel. That's what I was going to say. I like it. I don't think it's harsh at all.
No, I think
that's quite good.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of hit a little strong at first, but it definitely tapered off.
Okay. Yeah. It reminds me of one. I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to sway anybody, but I know that taste.
Right.
I know the distillery. I think it's, I think I feel pretty confident about that one, Bob. Nope, not going to say it right now. We'll wait till we taste the other ones.
Take
I just want to see.
200, I'm going to take, what is it for 200?
What is number four for 200? it's just, that caramel just was very distinctive to me.
Yeah.
On one of my favorite whiskeys.
All right, numero cinco.
All right, numero cinco. Numero cinco. We're getting through this faster this time.
Definitely doesn't smell as strong as the rest of them, for sure.
Yeah.
Wow. No, it's no, definitely
it's
not sweet.
Not as
it's
sweet
spicy
as
on the front.
The others.
Very spicy on the front.
This is rye-esque. I'm going with a rye on this one. That's got that rye spice. Very good. I it's not hot. It's not sweet, that's for sure. It's
comes
spicy.
On a little bit strong right out of the gate.
Yeah. That's the spice you're getting, I think.
Okay.
But the spice doesn't...
No,
the
it's
spice
it's
isn't on
forward.
The back end. A lot of times that's what makes some whiskeys...
But it also has... Yeah. I like the mouthfeel on this one. I really do.
That's really good.
Tons of flavor in that puppy.
I would not be disappointed with that in my glass.
I think a very heavy top
a little
on
bit
that
of,
one.
A little bit of smoke. I'm not sure if I'm just contaminated right now or what, but there's a little bit of smoke I catch.
Are you catching a little smoke?
I mean, very light. But I don't know. I like that. That's good.
Yeah, it is good. I would be totally happy with that around the campfire. All these so far. The only one that was number one was or number was it number two? Number two was hot. Number two was the hottest one so far.
It's number two.
Hottest
yeah.
Molly. Well, maybe. Who knows? All right. Any more comments on the rye number five? No, I don't know if it's a rye. I think it is.
Okay. Number six. Numero seis.
Completely different.
Whoa. There's a lot of citrus going on there.
Citrus.
Hold on. I got another swimmer in mind.
You got another
really?
What?
Another swimmer.
You need to shower, dude. When was the last time you showered?
I showered last week, whether I needed it or not.
Boy, yeah, that's there's a lot of citrus going on there. This is I don't think I've ever tasted one like this. That's Georgia
Very
boy coming
citrusy.
In with the bright and citrusy. Nice. So that's Georgia
sure
boy
they
coming
tell
in with
by
the
accent.
It's definitely not as polished. It's not as polished, but it's good.
No, yeah, it's got
I like
back
it.
End.
It's
the back
unapologetic.
End is a little rough. You get the nice,
very unapologetic.
Those bright notes
like
on the front.
The
yeah.
I want to see the mash bill on this.
That's
bit of heat there too at the end.
No, it's light, man.
That's not too. Look at Chris, man.
I gotta disagree.
It's light, man.
Well, there's a seasoned veteran over there.
I have to agree with Chris because it's got the spice, but it's not anywhere near the first two.
I like
the spice
it. I mean,
was overwhelming.
The citrus kind of surprised me a little bit at the front end because I don't think I've ever had a bourbon or a whiskey that had this much citrus hit. You know, it's unique. It's cool. I mean, and it's not hot. It's I think it's got a nice finish. No smoke. But I'm sure there's more in there, but just I like it.
Yeah. I like them all. Nothing I would be disappointed with here.
I like them all.
So, now.
Now.
Now's the tough part. A mixer, you think?
Two needs to be a mixer
well,
of some
now,
type.
Now, remember,
I wouldn't probably
proof,
have
like
that 100 need.
Plus proof that if you... throw an ice cube in there or a splash of water, it's going to be perfect.
Right
so,
on the rocks.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. It needs an ice cube or a splash of water.
We're drinking all these straight. Really, even
two
three? I don't think
three.
Three does.
They were not
three
needs.
Three I have written down as a daily drinker.
I'm not big on the peat, and so that's okay. Why, for me, a splash would just tone the peat down
right,
a little.
So. What's happening here?
Well, nothing. What's
oh,
going on?
Oh, I don't
on?
Know. There's some shenanigans going on.
Just lost a me.
Slacked.
Tick, tick, tick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so now...
did you actually drink
your
first,
second, Rodney? Third? I'm going back. I'm going to do a little revisit here because I'm a little torn. I'm a little torn. I got to go back.
Oh, that kind of looks untouched.
I know. I'm thinking JL Latte Rodney over there did not drink any of his shots.
Either that or he's hoarding it for those lattes, you know.
Give him the microphone.
That's
let's let him
on
defend
your palate.
Himself a little bit.
I didn't want to get as contaminated
I heard
as
it.
Your plate looks.
Yeah.
Well, my plate's not contaminated. My belly's contaminated.
Okay, so we're...
I'm tasting and I'm going to keep on tasting.
Okay. Remember, folks, we do not drink and drive on this show. We drive.
Well, you don't have to worry about that.
And then we drink.
Continuing to taste... Jason's camper is always full.
That's right. I'm going to
I'm revisiting.
I finished off one and two, but I'm going to revisit.
I'm doing my homework.
Four for sure.
See how my tactics play into this game, Chris.
Ooh, easy.
Was that your Jeep just dinged? I think another latte is ready.
My phone's missing. Somebody went and checked the.
Samurai. Okay. Lady Samurai Perfect. Ran off. All right. So what do you think?
Does everybody have their 1, 2, 3? I'm still working on mine. Still good? No?
Yeah, I got my 1, 2, 3.
Brownie's cooking. Hashtag Lance Life. Does it smell amazing? Okay. I'm going,
I guarantee you we're not all going to agree this time.
No, I don't think so. I think this is really going to aggravate some people. Maybe me.
And as everybody knows, the surprise from the last episode or last part of this tasting event was the entire panel agreed on the 1, 2, 3, which
that was amazing.
It was quite spectacular.
And there was four very different palates, I would say.
Oh, for sure. We all
have like we had a VO palate, Jim Beam palate. A Jack Daniels palette.
I like all my bourbons
moonshine
in
palette.
Plastic bottles, but you know.
You like all your bourbons what?
In plastic bottles.
In plastic bottles, okay.
Mr. Fireball.
I always go to the bottom shelf.
Is that so they don't break in your shopping cart when you're going over the yellow dot?
Hey, speaking of shopping carts, so when we were shopping for this trip, that stupid little nibby bump things at Costco got me. I had the Coke Zero was on the bottom shelf. Of the cart and bottom rack, and I went through and I was chugging along through the parking lot, and all of a sudden I heard a boom and the cart slammed. It stopped suddenly. The case of Coke Zero had flopped forward, and like six of the cans broke. It's rigged so they sell more product.
Well, it could be.
I just need to learn to check my shit. That's all. Anyway, are we ready?
I kind of like tire pressure. I think so. So who wants to start with their top three?
Let's go.
Okay, go ahead.
Make sure you have your microphone.
Give him a microphone because it doesn't make for good podcasting without it.
So my top three in
is
order.
Is somebody keeping track of this right now? Or do I need
one,
to write this down?
Actually is number one.
Number one is number one. That's interesting. Okay.
Yes. And number two is actually my number two.
Wow. What? That is really interesting.
And
Wow.
And my number three is number four.
Really?
Three is number four.
Yeah.
Wait, no,
so,
number four is three. Yes.
So, I like my
I
bourbons
agree on one
the,
of those.
The spicy and the smoky side.
Yeah.
So, I got the spicy hit on number one, and number two hits pretty hard, but it's the spice is more mellow throughout from beginning to end.
Okay.
And then the smoke on number four.
Okay.
Was pretty mellow. Do you normally drink
yours neat? So question, do you normally drink yours neat, ice, or splash
there
of water?
Go. Wow. Interesting. Right. I'm not getting much smoke on number four, but it's
there.
That is my number three.
Okay.
That is my number three.
Next. You're holding the mic.
Somebody, jump in.
That's good. All right, we got Uncle Jesse.
I'm going to go with, I think, my number one. Was number three.
Get on that mic. Stay on that mic.
Very smooth. Went down pretty well. And then I think my number two.
Okay.
Is number one. Had the little honey at the end, a little flavor. And then my number three is going to be the number four that had the little caramel, had a little spicy, and it went down pretty damn good.
All right.
Good job.
And. For me, four was actually my number one, and number two was three, just because it was really smooth, and it was hard for me to pick between one and six, but I think I like six better. I like
really?
The
number
citrus
one?
on the That's number your, six. Really good.
Oh, number three.
Okay.
Number three
That's
six.
My number three. Number three is six. So four is number one. Three is there.
You like
number two, and then six is three.
Your wife, your lovely wife, Olivia.
All right.
That sexy thing over there.
Samurai James, jumping in.
All righty. I got number three was my number one. It was just really smooth. Other than that, couldn't tell you much else. number two for me was number four, and it just was all around. It was good, you know. Wasn't too much spice, wasn't too hot, but just kind of smoothed out over time, and really liked it. And number three for me was number two, which was probably the hottest one.
That is the hottest one.
Out of all of them, just, I don't know, kind of like the Bring the Pain.
Nice.
Bring the pain.
Look at that.
Right?
All right, let's hear from Alicia down there.
So I like to drink my whiskey or my scotches neat, and so I like something with a little bit of spice, and I like it to be a little smoother. So okay. My number one was number five. To me, it cool. had the right mixture of smooth and spice to it. My number Perfect. Two is number four.
I like that, huh?
Because of the smoke quality. Yeah, it was right. It's not quite peaty,
sure.
but just enough to accent the spice to it and make it interesting. And then I really like number six as my number three. That's unique. I've not had something with the citrus notes before.
Oh, great.
I could see drinking
no, the
that
six
neat.
Is definitely a... I'm dying to know what that is. So, Code, you're up.
This apparently Same. We still are going to be matching. Unbelievably, here's my top three. We're going from three through to one. Number three is number six. Wow. Did like that. It was really sweet. Had that orange right off the bat. Like that. Number four was, I'm going to put that on ice cream. That was good. That was
really?
So
okay.
sweet, so caramely. Wow. Put that on some vanilla ice cream.
I'm going to be highly disappointed if it's not the distillery that I'm thinking. But let's
yeah.
see.
And then my favorite is number five. It just had tons of flavor going in, out.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I think. And I got a guess on that one. But, yeah, that was definitely.
Okay, so let's not say any distilleries
no,
yet.
No. But, yeah, I'm going to go 6-4-5.
Good.
6-4-5. Okay.
Starting from lowest to highest.
Yeah,
so
three,
five is my
two,
favorite.
So has all the panel other than the host chimed in?
Everybody? No, have you chimed in, Chris?
I have not yet.
No, you and I have not.
No, I just everybody else has chimed
everybody
in.
Everybody else
right?
has.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to go or you want me to go?
You go.
Okay.
I'll wrap this thing up.
All right. Okay. So my number three is going to be number five. I like the smoke and the spice forward, and I thought the finish was excellent. I like to drink mine most of my bourbons with a rock. So I'm kind of intrigued to see how that's going to change the flavor profile on
change
that.
Change it a lot.
So that was so number five is my number three. Number two for me was number four, and I liked the caramel and the smoke on that. Wait, what does that say? Smoke? No.
What does that say?
I don't know. Anyway, I liked the caramel. I thought it was quite good. And then last, my number one. Is number two. I really liked the honey hit, and the smooth finish on it. It was, I mean, because that the big contrast. And maybe if we did it to tasting in a different order, it might have impacted me differently. But with the number one being so hot on the tail, number two with the honey and the smoother finish, I just it was a good contrast.
Awesome, Olivia's so, over here just loving your comments.
Laughing at Rodney.
I like.
Oh, he's pulling out a Snickers bar. Nice. Snickers bar to a burger.
Were you hangry?
Fuck.
You're not going to turn into Betty White, are you?
Wow. Oh, you had to try the caramel.
Yeah, you got his head going.
Okay.
He really wanted that caramel.
All right. What do you got, Verde?
Okay. My number one is number five.
Okay.
That's spicy. And I have been gravitating towards rye, so I if that's not a ride, you know, slap me to Sunday. I don't know. But that's really good.
We got a line now.
I have a toss-up between
throw down
two,
the hammer.
Between one and three, and I think I'm going to go number three as my number two.
Really?
Yeah, and I hope I kind of got it because I drink this a lot. This is almost a daily drinker for me.
Okay.
Not daily, but... often.
You're an alcoholic.
I don't want to sound like an alcoholic. But I have an
is this
idea
the
what
confession
that is.
Channel?
Number four is my three, and I think everybody chose number four here. It's somewhere in their lineup.
Yep.
And
I'd
put money down what that distillery is.
You're a proud papa?
I am. But I didn't bring any, so I don't know if it's here. That's part of my dilemma right now. But anyways, Very good, very smooth. That's caramel bomb. So it's my number three because it's a little too caramely, but not going to be disappointed drinking it. So, all right. So does anybody have any guesses of what distillery or what was in any of those?
AA meeting starts in 15 minutes.
15 minutes of the AA meeting. The Meadow Lake AA meeting.
I'm guessing number five was the distillery out of Nevada that I know.
You want to elaborate more?
I think
Fallon,
it's
Nevada?
Fallon, Nevada. I think that's the Fry.
I would agree with you. I think that is the Fry. I call it Fray. Fray.
I don't know.
I don't know. But I really like that, and I would agree with you. I'd agree with you, Chuck. Not yet. Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Not yet. Anybody else have any other guesses before I reveal number four? I think so.
My wife's face.
Yeah.
There's going to be a little shocking.
I think so. So I have a feeling that my five might be what I'm thinking four is. And I don't know if it's here. And I don't know if it's here. But I think four is Woodford's. That screams Woodford's.
Oh, yeah. That's a possibility, huh?
Way.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just saying. But I don't know if it's here. And I'm thinking there's number three is Smoke Wagon.
Ooh.
That's what I'm thinking.
I haven't had enough of that to really be able to...
I've been drinking
that
a lot.
It's good.
The regular Smoke Wagon, you know, there's the three tiers, but it's... Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, that's my number two. So, anybody else have any other guesses? Yes.
I don't have any guesses, but I have a question. Does any of us think that there are any inexpensive ringers thrown in here, like we had
I don't know.
On the
that
first podcast?
It was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
I think the number two is definitely 100 proof plus. That just screamed hot.
That was hot.
But not terrible hot, because some of you picked it in your lineup. But
yeah.
And then number one, the vanilla, and I don't know. That's a good one. But I think that number six, if we're putting a price on everything, that would be the least expensive, the cheapest bottle.
Nice.
That'd be like the Prius of bourbons.
Prius is pretty expensive.
Wait, wouldn't that be Toyota?
I don't know. So I think I don't know what. Total. Go ahead.
Favorite is the least favorite in the books.
No, I don't think so. We're kind of all
mixed batch.
It's kind of mixed a little bit. Well, you got everybody's kind of deal there, but I think. I mean, because some people pick number two. Did number one? Did many people pick number one? Because I thought that was a good.
I didn't.
I remember
two people pick two.
Two people. I've got two people on number one and two to three people on number two.
Yeah.
So do we want to see what number one and two are?
Yeah, let's see what number one and two are. Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah. Drum roll. One's the cheapest.
Number one. Oh,
that's the one I had.
The Redwood Empire. The Redwood Empire American Whiskey. This is the one that Code tells about this one.
Actually found this. This was for Morton's. They were making it. Last year was their 40th anniversary, and COVID shut everything down. So they were selling this at local liquor stores instead of just the restaurants. So I picked up a bottle. Picked up three bottles, tried to be nice, give them to you. One exploded all over my truck, and the other one made its way up here.
And at price point and proof,
it was
price
a good
point.
Cheap. Inexpensive. I think it was like $35.
Huh. That was good. That was my alternate number two.
Nice.
Yeah, I liked it. So that's a good bottle, especially for $35.
Yeah.
So that's
got the pig on it, and that was batch number one or whatever.
Batch number one.
I could see that on ice.
One. 001 made out of Sonoma County.
That's number one, right?
Well, that's number one in our,
45% alcohol, so that's a 90 proof. Yeah.
And cool. It did have vanilla at the beginning. It was
2-year old rye?
That would be perfect with a rock. Perfect with a rock. All right, number two. Oh, it's a Smoke Wagon. Wow. Wow.
That's.
And I thought that was 100 proof, and that's not. And I've been drinking that daily.
No, it's 92.5 proof.
That's 92 proof, right?
Again, confession channel.
5% alcohol by volume. Uh-huh.
That one is $37.
Yeah, that one didn't. You didn't really ease into that one. That one kind of hit you fast.
It did. But it did have the honey on the front, and some people described it. And that was a couple people liked it.
This is my number one pick.
And you know why? Maybe with water, Oh, that was your number one?
Yes.
Interesting. And with water or a little ice cube or something, just give a little bit, that thing opens up beautifully. Yeah?
So I did what was left in my cup. Changed. I did splash it with water.
Yep.
And it has totally eased the alcohol, yep. that what we call that, you know,
yeah.
real roughness, harshness to it.
Wow, that's
it did
impressive.
Ease it.
Yeah,
so Uncle Jesse was number one on that bottle. Also. Yeah, that's good stuff.
We got a couple bottles, Jesse. We'll get you some more of this stuff.
Well, whatever. It's your number one now.
Number three.
Have another bourbon. Number three? Oh, good bullet. Old bullet.
Good old bullet
good
bourbon.
Old bullet. Good old bullet. I said daily drinker. The bullet two. Is a daily drinker. And it's, that's not the rye, is it?
Nope. Normal.
That's just your regular standard bullet.
Nope. This is just the regular deal. 45%, 90 proof.
Right there.
This is a big bottle.
Okay, that's a big one. Is that 1.75?
At one point, I had to put two hands on
yeah.
it. Almost lost it.
For the 1.75 at Costco. Yeah, that.
Definitely going to be getting a bottle of that.
Costco bullet, or Safeway.
Bullet and
it's our regular for Manhattan.
For daily, just good mixing, whatever, straight. That's good call. I like Bullet was in the mix.
That's great.
Bullet.
Their rye is really good also, too.
Bullet rye is good.
Yeah, absolutely. I have that exact bottle
wow.
at home. Yep.
Yeah, there you go. Never shared it with me.
Yeah, I have. Dick.
Okay, number four is Woodford's. Oh, yeah!
Nice job.
All right, a little Redemption Island here.
All right. Yeah, good call. Woodford
the caramel
Reserve.
Bomb.
90 proof.
Who had that? Nice.
Not the name of it. But
this is proprietary batch, so this is a little bit more special.
It was darker. But that had a distinctive Woodford's taste to me.
Yeah, that was my number
wagon.
One.
Nice job, Rodney.
Woo-hoo.
Hey, what's the retail price on that? For that, that's just a regular $7.50, right?
That's a $7.50. Mm-hmm.
But you got that was a little higher end one.
Is it?
Yeah, 46. But a regular
like
Woodford's is
like
20,
46 bucks.
Eight, 30 bucks,
yeah,
something
around,
like that.
Usually around 30.
I know the Woodford Rye is selling for 30 at Safeway right now.
Yep,
dude, that is a great Manhattan mixer right
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Perfect. When I get home,
yeah,
there's
good.
A bottle
See,
of that going
fun?
In the
See,
cabinet.
You just get to taste stuff that you didn't know you liked.
Well,
yeah,
so
all,
far,
all,
four
we're
out
we're
of six
cheap.
Have been pretty good price points.
Can't live up to your guys' money anyways.
Oh,
why
right.
try?
Yeah, right. Okay, Mr.
Yeah, especially
lawyer.
That Chris money.
Oh, right. Yeah, shit. I'm not the one that broke parts of my Jeep this week and had to go make eight trips to the city?
Eight trips to the city, the big city.
Yeah, but if Chris would have broken me,
so we want to go five or six.
I just set
next.
My Jeep on fire. What are you talking about?
Well, I guess we go in order. Number five is that where we're at?
Five.
Yeah.
This
okay,
is my,
number five. So you were thinking
this
Frey.
This is my favorite.
I was thinking Frey, rye, and we're gonna get denied right now.
We're gonna
look
really
look
stupid. Watch.
Frey. I'm not even looking at her, but I can
this
feel
is like
it.
The 7-Eleven whiskey.
Oh, favorite upset! Wow. Uh-oh. Here we go.
Hey.
Guess who's back?
Can we stop
and
at Costco?
Hey, wait a minute.
Can
and
we
that,
stop at Costco on the way home?
That was my number freaking one.
That was my number one
that
also.
That was my number one.
This is my
number,
number
one?
Three.
But this
Same.
Is going to make it a lot easier.
This is number one. Alicia.
The ringer in the freaking house.
Wow.
I had this as my number three.
That is amazing.
Costco coming through, baby.
But it's not a
holy
rye.
Mackerel.
That's
awesome.
Smooth.
But it's, I don't know how much rye is in there, but okay. But that is awesome. That once again, $18 bottle.
Kirkland
all freaking day long. I'm gonna go buy a case of that right now.
Kirkland small batch. Yeah.
Let's go to Reno.
Let's go to Reno.
Hey, Kobe. Next time you go tomorrow.
So to answer your question, Jesse,
so Georgia
yes,
boy's
there is
getting
a bourbon.
The wood.
I think Georgia boy needs
getting
a couple more parts.
The
2 days ago. So.
Right.
Man, I'm telling you right there, that's pretty solid.
So it was what, number three yesterday, right? Wasn't it top three out of those?
It was top three yesterday,
out of some
yeah.
very expensive
it was number
whiskeys
two, somewhere
yesterday.
There.
Yeah, no, this.
Yeah, but it was my number one today.
So we're going to.
Wow.
We're gonna
and, hit, oh, go ahead.
We're
going
to cause Costco to go out of stock on
where,
this material.
They're going to raise the price
when,
on us.
When this material, when this episode airs.
Hey, so today
hard.
When Stone Cabin Jeff came down to our camp and he wanted a whiskey and I poured him this one over a rock, he loved it. Then when he heard the price point, he's like,
he loved
really
it even
love
more.
No shit, yeah. right? Perfect.
All right. Yesterday, our number one was a $100 bottle.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, thanks for throwing that into the mix. I know. I don't.
It'll be interesting to see what number six is, because so far we haven't had anything above 50-60.
Number six, ball number six. Oh, High West, there it is. Okay, that does not surprise me with the citrus orange.
Oh, it's a double rye, huh?
Double rye, that is a good bottle, but it's not a entry level bottle as far as for a smooth drinking. No, that is a big boy bottle right there.
Yeah, no, this was.
High West Double Rye, that stuff's gone up now. I think that's somewhere in the $70-$80 range.
That's much better. I tried their Campfire before and was not impressed.
Oh,
and this
Campfire is liquid smoke. That is terrible.
I did not
all
like that.
All their other stuff's good. You know, this distillery is out of Park City, Utah, and there was a big controversy because they kind of implied it was, you know, processed on site and distilled, and it wasn't. But they produced good product. So that's, I don't know. Yeah. Some people are still butthurt about it. I don't care where it's made as long as it tastes good in my glass.
We pull no punches at wine whiskey.
It's a cool bottle. It's an old school bottle.
The bottle is pretty.
Yeah,
it's got bubbles in the glass.
Yeah, that was my birthday present. Did it say what year? Was it 1926 or something? I don't know.
Was that Chris getting it to you? What happened?
Like, yeah, that one was buried in the back.
Chris, get it back when it first came out.
I pulled it out for this trip. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I have some.
We'll have to wait till you have a clean
double rye. But it's not in my top three. I'll have to try it again.
Not in my top three either. So,
no.
But
no.
You know, I like the citrus hit, but it's just not something that I would want my everyday, you know, go to.
Well, I think the double rice spice is where you're getting that.
Yeah, you know, that one just, I will try.
But for a special drinker, whether you're getting it for a special occasion, this would be stellar.
Oh yeah, for sure. Exactly. No, that is a good, like, you're sitting in a bar in a nice restaurant, and you want a good little sipper at the end of the night, that'll do it. But you're not going to be wrong. Disappointed if they put small batch freaking Costco in your cup.
No, hell no. Any finishing comments, anybody? No?
I am surprised.
I'm still in shock over Kirkland.
I love that. Like Olivia said, this is her happy surprise. And there was no fray in the mix code, so.
I'm not a professional,
but
though.
But that is good, and I'm going to go back and pour me some of that.
Yeah.
And I gotta try the smoke wagon with some water, because I know that opens up, and I love that bourbon. So, and that nice call on the Morton's Piggy there. That's pretty good. The Empire, Redwood Empire?
Redwood Empire.
They call that? That's a good one. That was my number two, I think. So, nope. It was my number. It was my alternate number two.
Alternate number two.
So, all right. Anybody got anything else to say? You want
to
do this
time
again?
To make Manhattans.
Let's go make Manhattans.
Count me in on that one.
All right.
On that note, we're out.
Well, now that the whiskey's all gone.
You drank it all?
Sing a sad song.
Goddamn Lorenzo drank it all.
Wow. That was fun.
It was fun.
And, you know, like I say, the commentary and stuff and then getting to pick. It just was really, it was great. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think everybody did. And definitely opened our eyes to Kirkland.
Yeah. Dude, that knocked me over. I just was like, I haven't been, my wife's going to, shit, she was supposed to go to Costco tonight.
So there's still just a little bit left in the bottle, but we killed that leader. Everybody wanted to try it again afterwards. And
yep.
We were making Manhattans out of it.
It's a good drinker. It really is. Oh, and next time I'm at Costco, I'm going to at least pick up at least one bottle.
Heck yeah.
So Costco warning, we're going to have all these listeners that are going to go rushing out to your stores to buy you out. So
right.
I better go before this airs.
And then, our old favorite, Old Elk, was still in the mix. So,
absolutely. Holds its own.
Yeah, it really does. And it just proves that we do like that whiskey, even though bourbon, they make rye whiskey and all that stuff too. But it just proves that, it's solid.
Yep. It doesn't need to be a $100 bottle to make it to the top.
No. But although the Mathersons, I did have to get that bottle to once tasting that blind, and we all loved it. And so I found a bottle of it at Total Wine & More.
I'm going to have to look on the shelves of my Total Wine & More and see if I find that.
It's right
myself.
Behind me, untapped.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm not drinking this week.
You're not drinking,
week. Not drinking this week.
Still.
Maybe I should stop. Jeez.
Yeah, no,
the smoke's getting to me.
Smoke, and you know, you're just smashing your toes, and you know.
Oh, it's bad. That's not good. That's not going to be a good finish there. But anyways,
all right.
Moral of the story: do it. Just, you know, just tiny taste. Now, you're not going in and pouring these shots and just slamming it down like you're in sipping, college, you know.
Sipping.
Just, you go and have somebody set it up that's not participating if you do have you know.
Enough people
to do that where you don't know what you got in the tasters. And you can look at the color, you know, you smell it, you can taste it, and just use all your senses, all your spidey senses to figure out if you like it or don't. And if you do like it, why do you like it?
Because and throw some ringers in there. You never know.
The, you know, the clove underscore clove or, you know, leather-bound books.
Leather-bound grass clippings.
Yeah, yeah. Fresh grass clippings.
Maybe some...
the hint of thyme.
Cinnamon.
You know, whatever it is. Whatever it
spearmint.
Is. Spearmint. Better not be any spearmint in there.
Schnapps.
Yeah, there you go. Reminds me of that time.
Oh, God.
Pre-ski with cinnamon schnapps. No.
Fireball is not a fine whiskey, so include that in your tasting.
Nope.
Or Goldschlager or any of those things.
Oh, Goldschlager. Oh, my God. Anyways. So, don't do a tasting with that stuff. And I was waiting. I honestly thought Olivia was going to slip a little fireball in one of the shots just to see, to test me. And I would have picked it out, but well, no, sure. She didn't. But I was on alert for it. High alert.
I didn't see fireball all week. Did anybody have it?
Nope. Thank God. Even Tyler didn't break it out.
We're hanging out with better people.
We're classy.
We've elevated our crowd. We've elevated our crowd.
Keep it classy, Chris.
Let's keep it. I mean, I did see a lot of Truly and White Claws, but you know
who had those?
Olivia? Well, Olivia and Jesse were drinking something along those lines.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. She's drinking Trulys all week. Anyway. That was fun. I definitely would love to do it again. Let's make that happen next time we're all in a big group.
I think that's going to be a tradition now. Hell up there, yeah. You know, and other camping trips.
Yep.
So, anyways, hope you enjoyed it. Again, it's personal preference. Just because we all liked it doesn't mean you're going to like it, but chances are pretty good that you're going to like it.
I think so. So
I would definitely run out to Kirkland Costco and pick up some small batch.
That's right. So look in the show notes. I'm going to make sure I get a list of all the bourbons and whiskeys that were in the tasting, and I'll try to get them all in the show notes. If you need reference, I'll just look there.
And we could also refer back to it at the Christmas, buying guide. It's like, hey, these are ones that were popular.
That's right.
You know, that's Kirkland, right. Old Elk. I mean, you know, Matheson's,
Woodford's.
Woodford.
Can't go wrong with Woodford.
You can't go wrong with Woodford.
Can't at all. And Blanton's. There was no Blanton's on this trip, was there?
No, there was no rich people in camp.
All right. So hope you enjoyed this episode, the special bonus episode.
I heard somebody that we know bought a bottle of Blanton's.
Oh, yeah? Who's that?
And paid $160 for it. Yeah. That's big money. Big players, big money.
Should be in the $70 range.
It should be.
Yeah.
$69.99.
Well, to each their own.
Or $59 on special at Safeway.
Just keep your eyes peeled. So
I've had to put my Blanton's under a huge lock and key for the Rover guys. Have been hounding me for doing
drive-bys.
Exactly.
$2. Yeah. I want my $2.
All right.
On that note,
let's do it. Let's wrap this puppy up.
We're out.